Hello. I'm Helen Gurley Brown, and I wrote a book called Sex and the Single Girl. I had so many things left over to say, not necessarily to single girls, but to married girls and men, that I'm putting some of them on this record. There's so much to cover, really, that I think we'll just move right along. Let's start with some advice to men on how to have an affair. Now, I'm not for promiscuity, but I think it's ridiculous to pretend that it doesn't exist, and I think there's far less hurt and more joy for everybody if certain rules are followed. The way not to have an affair start, in my opinion, if you're a married man, is to run to the girl and say, "Honey, my wife's taken the kids to the country. The coast is clear for you and me." The fact that this is a convenient time for you has absolutely nothing to do with the situation. It certainly isn't any aphrodisiac. It might even be more flattering to the girl if your wife were in town. Another thought. On the first date, don't suggest that obscure little lobster house 50 miles up the coast, which you think is delightfully quaint. She knows what you're doing. You're hiding her out. In the beginning, at least, be sure you go first class. All right, let's say the affair is on. How do you keep her happy? Never assume the physical relationship is the all-out rewarding thing for her that it is for you. It just isn't. Even if she does enjoy your beautiful bronzed body, and you know she does, this is America. She's a nice girl. She's the product of what her mother and her grandmother told her, and they probably told her never to do what she's doing with you. Also, her body needs to have a baby. A lot of men offer her sex, not your superior brand, of course, but what she'd really like to hear from somebody is an offer of marriage. Presents take the pressure off, so do give them. Money is a perfectly wonderful present. You know, it isn't half as insulting as you'd like to think. A nice share of General Motors or a U.S. e-bond tucked in with a bottle of Arpège really are very hard to take offense at. Don't expect your girl to share your wish not to be seen or to keep the lipstick off your collar. That's your responsibility. Maybe it sounds perverse, but a girl may actually take a certain offbeat pride in being seen with somebody else's attractive husband. If you do run into friends of the family, don't try to burrow your way to China. Just smile and be gracious and introduce everybody all around if you're trapped. No explanations and no apologies. Never drink up her booze without replacing it. You really ought to bring a lot more than you consume. Never, never, never let her spend her birthday alone, even if you have to lie your way into purgatory to get out of the house. Never lie to her about little things. The big lie you're living, that someday the two of you are going to be married, is going to be hard enough to explain when the time comes. Be sure she can trust you in smaller matters. Treat your girl with great dignity, like a princess. Never, never cheat on her with anyone but your wife. Now I want to talk about secretaries. A secretary offers the only kind of polygamy we recognize in this country, the chance to have a second wife at the same time you have your first one and not go to jail. If you select her carefully, she can be the loveliest of all French benefits. And to think, the company pays for her. Turning your secretary into a girlfriend has one big advantage. You know where she is most of the time. If that's what you want, then I suggest you just follow the preceding rules about getting any other girl to the brink and keeping her happy after she's there. However, I'm inclined to go along with a Broadway musical number that says a secretary is not a toy. Why not let one of the other guys at the office hire the gorgeous girl for a secretary, and then you borrow her for whatever you had in mind? In that way, you can keep your own secretary to do more important things like running your life and bolstering your ego and protecting you and mothering you and covering for you and sending out for sandwiches. If the girl who should be doing all that is a ravishing redhead that you're off your rocker about, you'll wind up doing those things for her. Besides, all romances end, or they end in marriage, and you'd soon be out of a secretary again. If you want to play it smart and have your secretary love you and stay with you a long, long time, then follow these rules. Bring her presents from your trips, a baby cat.